approval of the minutes from April 8th. Is there any further discussion? Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, reconsideration. Approval of the minutes from April 8th. Congresswoman Edwards.
On page 3, there's a motion to report, and it says 5 yeas, but it doesn't say 0 nays, so that should be a change. Also on page 4, the vote was omitted. It needs to show that the motion was seconded and passed with 5 yeas and 0 nays. I move to approve the minutes of April 8th as amended.
There's a motion. Second. Is there a second? There's a second. All those in favor, or any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none. Congresswoman Edwards.
So I have an amendment to, how did you say that Trey said to do it? What has been amended?
Correct.
So I have an amendment to what has been amended as reflected in page 2, line 48.
No. The wording was specific to the lines on the current version of the bill.
That is it. Page 2, line 48.
Okay.
With respect to the amendment.
You're going to need to look at
the
bill.
You're going to need to write that down.
Well, the bill, this is adding and amending a new section. You're adding a new section. So it says.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to amend. Unless you want me just amend it on the floor. It's just that I want to strike statement and insert financial. Strike statement and insert financial. Do you want me to do that on the floor, or is it going to be too confusing?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd prefer you do it in committee.
Okay. So on page 2, line 48 of
for clarification, we are on ONCA 1927.
On the amendment reflected at page 3 of the minutes, of April 8th, strike statement.
No, the amendment would need to be made to the bill. You cannot base an amendment off of the minutes of a previous meeting.
What bill do you want me to reference since it's
ONCA
in the bill
1927.
Yet? Okay. But it's not, well, it's in there. Okay.
Title it as amendment number 1, because that's what's going to be in the committee report. It will be reflected as amendment number 1.
Okay. All right.
ONC.
Okay. So my motion.
1927 amendment number 1 as follows.
Okay. Is that the first amendment on 1927? All right. So move to amend amendment number 1 of ONCA 1927 as follows. Line 4 of the amendment, strike statement of and insert financial.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion?
So it would read, instead of reading, fiscal policy means the Osage Nation statement of policy, it will read, means the Osage Nation financial policy. Isn't that what they passed, financial?
Financial management policy is. Yes.
So should it say financial management policy?
Any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you still have the floor for ONCA 1927.
I think the only other thing I wanted to do to this bill was insert a severability clause. I think I have it. I have an amendment for that. Let me ask the clerk, she may know. Do I need to put all the language in of the severability clause, or if I say insert section, new section for severability clause, will the standard language apply? Do you know, Madam Clerk?
I do
I think Trey's gone for the day.
You're not here.
I do have one that's all typed out. Just let me grab it for you. Trying to figure out, remember where it is. I think it's on my iPad. What's the number on this bill? 1927?
Yes.
Page 2, line 61, insert new section, a number accordingly, section X, whatever it is. Severability, if any provision of this act or application of such provision to any person, firm, association, or such corporation or circumstances is found to be unenforceable by a court of competent jurisdiction, such provision shall be of no force or effect, but the remainder of the act shall continue in full force and effect.
There's an amendment. Is there a second? Second for discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I inserted that just in case the definition was found unconstitutional or the provisions that I've placed in there was found constitutional, that one could stay or one could go. So just for clarity.
Any further discussion?
I'm emailing that to the clerk.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congressman Whitehorn.
I'm finished. I'm finished unless there's any questions about what this does. I'm finished with my presentation of this bill.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Is there any further discussion on ONCA 1927? Seeing none, the chair will entertain movement. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to report ONCA 1927 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
There's a motion and a second. Any, as amended?
As amended, excuse me, please.
There's a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Okay, we are now on ONCA 1931, an act to amend and replace 15 ONC 1A101 to add definitions and applicability to Osage legislation and recipients of Osage funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Pratt is the sponsor. Is Congresswoman Pratt in the building? Hello. We are on your bill, and I think we have a little bit of time left to take some look at it. Who has the mouse that we could get that bill up? Congresswoman Pratt, welcome to the table, and you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Congress Chairwoman Whitehorn.
This bill is contains definitions supported by the executive branch. I was asked to bring forth this definition, and I've been listening to the Appropriations Committee meetings. And many times it's been stated that we need to be speaking the same language. And I know that they have said that, the executive branch, as well as this Congress is saying it over and over. And but what it sounds like is, I don't know, it kind of sounds like we want to speak our language and they want to speak their language. And that's, and I don't know where there's a give and take. But I do think that it's important to hear from the very people, and I hear that stated by Congress, members of Congress throughout the time that we've been here this month, or last month, that it's important to hear from the very people who are charged with executing the law, and I believe that these are the individuals who do that on a daily basis. And when everyone else goes home or goes out of state or wherever, these are the people who are going to be here having to work with us every day, and so this is something that they're comfortable with. So I think this is an effort to try to speak the same language. And I've also heard the assistant chief come to several of the meetings throughout this session and repeating their position on hoping to rework the definitions and then come together to put a projected, the definition of projected revenue and get that into a bill itself and then move forward with budgetary law. And that's, I heard that repeated several times in each meeting and then say, I agree, we should be speaking the same language, but then that's not necessarily happening with their input. So that's this bill has many, some additions, some may not appear there anymore, and some are just, I think, involve a lot of clarity on their end from how they operate on the Hill. So this is, again, we talk about being solution oriented, and that's my effort to possibly find a solution, but it's what works for them who have to function with these, with the law, all the laws, but it, using these definitions. So, I mean, I understand it does take some away, but I think that they can probably speak more to the reasons for that because I don't know specifically for some, and some is just, plain language for clarity on their end is what it looks like.
I gave the chair away so many times today, I don't know that I'm chair anymore. Congresswoman Edwards.
Congresswoman Pratt, I asked you to provide us, there are quite a few, I think maybe even half, maybe not quite that many of the definitions have been deleted. And I understood you to say that they were found in other areas of law, and I wrote you a letter and asked you to, or wrote you an email and asked you to provide where the deleted references are in other law so that if they're duplicative, I get that. Were you able to get me that document or all of us?
I don't know what you're speaking of a document, but what they've discovered is there are many definitions that were only found in that law or, well, I have some notes on many of them, but they were only found in that law, but not in the definitions, and there were... what I've also heard throughout this time in the many appropriations meeting that there are several not in code. There are
a good number that aren't in code, and I've heard you, even you say that all along throughout this session, just saying, I wish I could get this in code, I wish this was in code, and these are not in code, and so there are many that aren't in code, and then some that are only found in
point
particular
order.
Bills.
Or point of parliamentary inquiry. They are in code. It's 15.1A.101. The definitions are in code.
Definitions, okay. Congresswoman Barrett,
all of the...
1697 is in code, yes. It is in 15.1A.101.
I'm not speaking of specific... I'm just saying some definitions are not... They're not all codified.
Can you pull it up?
Yeah.
1697 would be codified.
Well, you can look... I've looked in the code book, and there are many that don't appear in the code book.
That's correct. The code book is not the most current up-to-date. The online code is, and that would be 15.1A.101. They are current and in code.
Okay. Well, in that instance, that's the instance that I'm talking about when you can pull it up and see how many, if you do enter the definitions and see how many times they appear throughout, they may only appear in that bill. So... But again, I don't.
Ms. Sneed, would you pull up 15, section 1A101 in code?
What's this bill's number?
On the code finder.
1931.
Okay, let's continue on.
Okay, well,
Congresswoman Pratt, maybe if we go through the definitions, you can tell us what's not there or what is there.
Or what they would like to change?
Yes, that,
okay,
that would be.
Because, like I said, again, this was worked on by the treasurer as well as the controller. For their clarity. And so again, like I said, I hear that we need to speak the same language, and this is the language that they would like to use so that it's user friendly for their department.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'll find the email that I sent. But I will say that we went through this exhaustively with a past treasurer so that we were speaking the same language. And I'm hoping that language doesn't change with each treasurer because we are struggling now with definitions that seem to morph every time somebody new steps into a position. And I can get that maybe. But these ought to be terms that we all ought to be able to understand and use and agree on. So, I'd like to have this word in here. I'd like to have that word in there. That I can agree with. But just to wholesale say, we don't need this definition anymore. I don't know how that works. And that's why I asked, if we're going to delete a definition out of here, let's make sure that it's in another place in law where it's been used, because when we created these definitions, we created them because they were being used in law and didn't have a definition. At least that, and maybe now they do, but that's why I'd like to see the work on that. And I'll find you the email. I guess what you're saying is we don't have that. No, as far as saying specifically where they are, but there is something like division, for instance. That's in code. And
That's why I'm saying where.
Where is it?
Right.
It's
1A101.
Division. 1A101. It's under G division. That's stricken from this bill because I'm going to say because they're not divided by divisions.
I thought there was still a health division.
Divisions.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's my understanding divisions can still exist. We just can't require them to be organized by division on a budget submission on July 15th.
And I thought there was still a health division.
I believe that's the case, too.
I didn't say that divisions couldn't exist. That was at one time an interpretation of the executive branch. I didn't specifically. That, but I mean, I hear at this table over and over and over that you're trying to work together or you want to hear, and I don't think that it's, I don't recall going over these with
Callie Ketcher.
That's what I'm saying. I was just getting ready to say Samuel Alexander because
Samuel Alexander
because how some of these were Googled on the fly at the table, also, and so. No one's saying that they're going to change from person to person to person, but there are times that they do because there are many things Googled at this table. I believe that, I don't mean to, but I'm going to say a staff member Googled and came up with the term for, or one of, we all sat at the table and thought of many different definitions, and we thought one of the staff members that they found on the internet was the best, so. So that's how how we come up with them. But I don't understand the resistance to allow the executive branch to
write the legislation.
Change how to understand and execute. No, I mean, we're elected to work together, and that's the effort here, and that's what's said over and over and over, and the assistant chief has stood there multiple times stating their position, but it's just moved on, and it's not, I don't feel being taken into consideration, and I know there's many comments, just like the one Congresswoman Edwards just made, that, they're going to do it all. I disagree with that, but I don't see the problem in, I've seen how this has all gone down in the budgetary law and everything, and it hasn't been pretty. And I don't think that it's the best thing for this nation, and I don't feel that that's a joint effort.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I want to say here right now that what I would like to do as the chair of the committee is to look at the definitions. So I'm going to let you make comment briefly, and then we're going to be on these definitions if it's...
I yield my time.
Thank you. So, Congresswoman Edwards.
I want to look at the definitions, that's fine. I take it that the treasurer is here to give the input on behalf of the executive branch?
Yes.
And then, but my question still stands. If we're going to delete a definition, I really need a reference as to where in the law it is now, and that's why I wrote the request. So when we get to the point where a definition is deleted, I want us to look in the law. And have you referenced to us in the law where it already exists?
And I want to make one comment before we move on in these definitions. Congresswoman Pratt, I believe that we have been reaching across branches and trying to work with our budgetary law. We've asked the treasurer to be at our meetings, and he has done so, and I'm so appreciative of this. But previous to the session, I was invited to work on definitions with the executive branch in furtherance of budgetary legislation, and the meeting was canceled and never to be regrouped again. So I take a bit of exception to statements that we haven't been listening or wanting to listen to people, because that effort was started previous to that session to do so. And I'm aware of it very many times of trying to reach out and have these meetings to work on definitions, never to be contacted back to come to those meetings. So I just had to state that, but now I'm ready to work on the definitions. So how would you like to proceed? Do you want to go through the changes that you've made to existing law? Is that the best way to proceed for you?
Well, that's however you all would like to.
Okay,
if you want to go down one by one.
Let's do that.
If it differs, then if it was added, then we can ask the treasurer to specify why, or because many of them are there, or some of the language has changed and some of it is slight, and I'm sure that they have their reasons why, but I can't give you the specific reason for each one. I'm just assuming that it's more user-friendly for them.
Okay, please continue.
So do you want to start at definitions B? Accounting policies and procedures.
It's not. Thank you. Sorry, I thought you pointed at me.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The words congressionally approved is deleted in ONCA 1931, and I believe that this Congress has taken great measures in response to congressionally approved fiscal management policies being ignored by the executive branch to put into other laws that these are congressionally approved. So the words congressionally approved are deleted in 1931.
I believe that what we approved by resolution is called the fiscal management policy of the nation. We've approved it by 17, the resolution back in 17. So I think there's a conflict of whether we think that the fiscal policy or fiscal management policy of the nation is a document that's congressionally approved or not. We probably have different opinions on that.
Mr. Treasurer,
would the chair like to entertain amendments, or how would you like to proceed? Because if that's the case, I'd like to offer an amendment on page 1, line 34, to insert the words congressionally approved.
I don't want to go that route.
It's already in law. Why are we?
Because if we're considering wiping out the law.
Well, it's like she's amending it.
How?
She's amending the whole law?
Yes.
I recognize Congresswoman Goodfox.
I would prefer to go through the bill and whatever amendments people have to come back to it. That's what I would prefer to do. We said we were going to go through the definitions bill, so let's stick to what we just said 2 minutes ago and go through the definitions bill and go through it.
Okay.
Well, 2 minutes ago, we said that's what we were going to do.
I'm
irritated with this committee.
Congresswoman Goodfox. When we went through bills the way we've done before, we amended as we went. So that is your preference, not to amend as we go, but we did that with other bills that were on the table. So Congressman Big Horse, I'd like to recognize you.
Well, I was just going to say that I've read some of this just here in the last few minutes, and what Congressman Potts is referring to, I believe, is a resolution that's on further down in the definition. So without going through all the definitions first, I think we're jumping the gun by doing amendments right away before we go through and see what's in here.
If that's the way we want to proceed, then we can do so. Make note of your of any amendments that you have.
So that one's wrong.
Okay. Please continue.
Okay. Two, administrative expense has been changed just some. Operating funds for salaries and wages, employee benefits, taxes, travel, operations expense, conferences, conventions, and special events, rental and equipment maintenance, occupancy, and indirect costs.
Didn't
your treasurer,
what? Annual budget, didn't that change too?
Well, we're on
the administrative expense. That's what I'm saying. We're on number two.
No.
So the verbiage has been changed some. I'm assuming that I don't see a whole mine just explosive change. I think that, I mean, Mr. Treasurer, if you want to say specifically why certain words, if you just, they were unnecessary, but I don't see that there's.
We felt branch, debt, and division of departments and entities. Necessary wording in that definition.
Continue.
Okay, annual budget means the total annual appropriation of tribal, non-tribal, and restricted revenue designated by a fiscal year beginning October 1st. Yes.
Continue. Yes, you can ask a question.
Is that again just because too many words or?
I like simple.
Okay.
Should we clarify what was changed?
Yes.
Well, before it said means the written financial budget submitted to support a request for appropriation of funds to operate each branch of government, including the Osage Nation Executive Branch, Osage Nation Legislative Branch, Osage Nation Judicial Branch, and independent and or semi-autonomous entities within the government in a given fiscal year.
Where are you, Congresswoman Pratt?
I'm not pulling up the, I mean, reading what's codified.
Under annual budget?
Yes, in the code book.
The code book doesn't match.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said, excuse me, I'm reading out of the code and not on the internet.
Congressman Potts.
The words so for a given fiscal year are deleted and the words designated by are amended.
What does it say designated by?
In the new law.
Hold on, I'm having
designated
trouble.
By a fiscal year. Doesn't really change meaning at all. Please, are we ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't want to read. I can't see that far, and I don't want to, until I can pull this up, I don't want to, would someone else that can see it on the online read it really quick for me until I can pull mine up?
I believe we can print.
Make it bigger, too.
You can print that code off.
I just can't see that far.
You won't have the thing.
Okay, that's right.
I'm looking at it.
Is it five? Hard to
see. Can you see it that far? You have readers on.
Well, the readers are pretty close.
I know, I'm just teasing.
6 o'clock.
We've got plenty of time to keep going.
Would you like a recess to get ready?
Why don't we recess? We print out a copy of current code language, so Congresswoman Pratt will have that, and then we'll come back. We're in recess for 5 minutes.
Okay.
There.
Somebody want a highlighted copy of what all